This morning, we're going to read a verse from Isaiah. I'm not a big fan of the adopting of the Hebrew scriptures for Christmas time, which we see quite a bit of, partly because Luke and Matthew really borrowed some ideas from Isaiah in writing these Christmas narratives, the birth narratives. So, I'm going to read one that isn't always associated with Christmas, but the overall theme is really peace, and that's the theme of my message today. So a reading from Isaiah 11, chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. The wolf shall live with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling brother and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covered the sea. May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. Like I said, my theme today is peace, and my message title is My Christmas Wish for Peace. Now, seemingly, since the dawning of humanity, peace has basically eluded us. And yet we still long for it to be realized. We still long for peace on earth. You can see it in Christmas songs. They say things like, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Or in the words of Robert Fulghum, author of All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten, who says, peace is not something you wish for. It's something you make, something you do, something you are, and something you give away. Dr. Martin Luther King had this to say about peace. Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but rather a means by which we arrive at that goal. Now, clearly we still long for peace as a people. Christians call Jesus the Prince of Peace. Leaders, poets, artists, musicians, they've all addressed our, almost inborn desire for peace. Jimi Hendrix said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And one of my favorite reflections on peace comes from John Lennon, who simply said, give peace a chance. Wouldn't that be nice? Give peace a chance. You see, I have this crazy, insane, altruistic, pie-in-the-sky, loving belief that the world would be a better place if, when we look into the eyes of others, they're somewhere behind the differences, we could see a reflection of the divine, a reflection of our commonalities, the reflection of ourselves. And that in seeing that reflection in others, we would choose to make peace with them over war. We would choose to pursue peace rather than strife. We would choose to nurture peace rather than division, to practice peace rather than hate. I'm an unabashed, unapologetic, unrelenting peacenik. And I hope either you are or will be too, because peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. And it'll take every peacenik we can find to usher it in. We also must realize that practicing peace is, it's not a lackadaisical pursuit. It's active. It's done in the streets of our cities, on the campuses of our colleges, in social media, in our communities, in in city halls and in, even in the halls of Congress. It's done by actively listening to those who are not being treated justly and then adding our voices to their calls for justice. It is done in the face of systems that wish to perpetuate the dominance of one group over another. It is done despite the militarization of those who are entrusted with keeping the peace. Dr. King once also famously said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." Well, it may bend towards justice, but I'm convinced it does not bend gently. It only bends towards justice behind the sweat of the brow, creativity of the mind, and love from the soul of those who believe that every living soul not only desires justice and equality, but has a right to it. Justice is not a passive pursuit. The moral arc will not bend without encouragement. We must remember, peace is not a thing you create or a destination you can ever fully reach. Peace is a way of being. It's an attitude of our journey, not our destination. I believe we each are the best version of ourselves when we're practicing peace rather than practicing fear or hate or division. After all, most of us feel so much better about life when we are at peace with ourselves, our families, and each other. When we're found at peace, or at least found being peaceful, we tend to make better decisions, create better environments in the world around us, perform most of our tasks at a higher level, and even find life in general to be more satisfying. And so with that, I'd like to share my Christmas wish for peace with you. One of the first memories I have of deeply wanting something more for Christmas, more than presents, more than parties, more than bright lights hanging on a tree, happened when I was listening to Amy Grant's Grown Up Christmas Wish. The part that really got me, and forgive me for trying this a cappella, went like this. No more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts, and everyone would have a friend, and right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas wish. I knew I shouldn't have tried that. Lost the harmony, the melody there for a second. So I won't sing the rest of this. With not quite the poetry of that particular song, I give you my grown-up Christmas wish. I wish for everybody to be loved deeply by someone. And I want them to know that they are without any doubt. Life is hard enough being loved, hard enough, and being loved like that makes it a bit easier. I wish for the childhood lesson of sharing to carry over into adulthood. It could solve homelessness, hunger, and poverty in an instant. I wish for the love of power and money to be overcome with the love for each other and a recognition of the value of every life. We could see an end to hunger, war, homelessness, even loneliness. I wish each of us could see that we're much more alike than different. And I wish that we would always focus on the similarities. It would end that would aid in the long journey of humanity towards ending racism, sexism, classism, cisgenderism, heterosexism, so many other isms. I wish for there never to be another child who's made to feel forgotten, unwanted, unloved. I wish for it to be impossible to hide heartache behind a smile so that we can always know who to embrace. I wish for those who are sick to always be careful and never, never worried about the cost of care. I wish for us all to see that life itself is the gift. Not the stuff wrapped in pretty paper this season, not the money we earn, not the job we do, not the lifestyle we lead, not the treasures we store up. Life. Each minute, each second, each moment is a gift. I wish for us all to spend more time celebrating that, less time struggling through it. Struggling through it all because we've been taught to believe that the real gift is the money, the lifestyle, the stuff. I wish for peace. For me, for you, for our communities, for the world. I know it might seem a bit unrealistic, but it's also beautiful. And I happen to believe that something that beautiful is worth wishing for, working towards, believing in. And that's my Christmas wish for peace. Merry Christmas. Let's take a moment, a time of reflection or prayer. Let the words wash over you. Join in them if they connect with you. Grab the ones that have the most meaning for you, or meditate on something that sticks out for you. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, peace escapes us as a people. We think of it as a destination rather than a way of life. We act as if we can create it in the world and didn't just sort of live in it. May we learn that peace does not work that way. May we learn that peace is a life perspective much more than it is a state of life. May we learn that peace is a way of being, a way of living, a way of relating to others, much more than it is a distant goal to achieve. Help us grow hearts and minds that deeply value lives of peaceful being, and help us to see clearly that life lived that way is what it's intended to be. May we be found, not so much simply at peace, as much as being peace, doing peace. May we be found creating peace through our actions and words and day-to-day lives. And may our lives shout from the mountaintops of hate and violence and disharmony and turmoil. May they shout, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Amen.